الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين. وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والرحمة المهداة للعالمين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين وبالأخص منهم خلفائه الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، نواصل إن شاء الله الكلام على ما جاء في شرح ثلاثة الأصول. We continue إن شاء الله the explanation of ثلاثة الأصول. قال الشيخ الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى: اعلم رحمك الله أنه يجب على كل مسلم ومسلمة تعلم هذه الثلاث مسائل والعمل بهن. الأولى أن الله خلقنا ورزقنا ولم يتركنا هملا، بل أرسل إلينا رسولا، فمن أطاعه دخل الجنة ومن عصاه دخل النار. والدليل قوله تعالى: إنا أرسلنا إليكم رسولا شاهدا عليكم كما أرسلنا إلى فرعون رسولا فعصى فرعون الرسول فأخذناه أخذا وبيلا. الثانية أن الله لا يرضى أن يشرك معه في عبادته أحد، لا ملك مقرب ولا نبي مرسل. والدليل قوله تعالى: وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحد. ثالثة أن من أطاع الرسول ووحد الله لا يجوز له موالاة من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كان أقرب قريب. والدليل قوله تعالى: لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه ويدخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون. طيب خليل تقرأ يا حسين. من يقرأ؟ أحد يقرأ؟ يقول لي وانش تريد لعرف التكست. طيب تفضل. أيوة. عندكم أرشدك الله؟ لا، هذه الذي بعده. لا، أعلم رحمك الله. أعلم رحمك الله الذي قرأناه. نعم.
بسم الله أمك الجدي على كل مسلم ومسلمة تعلم من ثلاث هذه المسائل والعمل بهن. الأولى أن الله خلقنا ورزقنا ولم يتركنا هملا، بل أرسل إلينا رسولا فمن أطاعه دخل الجنة ومن عصاه دخل النار. وتميل قوله تعالى: إنا أرسلنا إليكم رسولا شاهدا عليكم كما أرسلنا إلى فرعون رسولا فأخذنا أخذا نبيلا. الثانية أن الله لا يرضى أن يشرك معه أحدا في عبادته
لا ملك مقرب
لا لا ملك مقرب ولا نبي مرسل. والدليل قوله تعالى فإن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا. ثانية أما من أطاع رسولا ووحد الله لا يجوز له
موالاة
من حام الله ورسوله لو كان أقرب قريب. والدليل قوله تعالى لا تجد قوم يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر
من حاد الله يعني على الدال هناك شدة
من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو علماءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان
وأيدهم
بروح منه ويذكرهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. لا تهج الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون.
حزب الله
ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون.
نعم. طيب في لقاء الأمس تكلمنا على أربع مسائل. Yesterday session we spoke about four issues. ما هذه الأربع المسائل؟ What are these four issues? I ask. Knowledge. العلم. العمل به. أعطي نظره. دعوة إليه. Calling to it. Patient. أحسنت. سمية؟ حسيني جزاك الله خير جميل حسيني ليشن صبر على الأذى فيه. واليوم نتكلم عن ثلاث مسائل. Today we are speaking about three other principles or issues. نحن لاحظنا أن الشيخ رحمه الله قدم بالأربع مسائل لأنها هي السبيل إلى تحصيل باقي المسائل. We have noticed now that the author began with the four principles or four issues because it is the method to gain the other issues. لأن بالعلم because with the ilm only the person can have the knowledge and the person have and he can know these things. والمقصود بالعلم يعني بطلب العلم by seeking. نعم. واليوم يبدأ هذه المسائل الثلاث وهي مهمة جدا. And today begins these three other issues and these are very important. تأتي أهمية هذه المسائل الثلاث. The importance of this of these three principles come from that أن كما قدمنا في لقاءات سابقة as we mentioned in other sessions previous sessions أن الإنسان هو مخلوق مميز تميز بشيء لا يوجد عند باقي المخلوقات. We said that the mankind يعني the importance of this مسائل comes from that the mankind is a creation which is يعني given something that is not given to any other creation. ما هو هذا الشيء؟ What is that thing? انتلكت. وقلت لكم أن الأسد وقوته والفيل وضخامته ويعني القرد وذكاءه لم يستطيعوا أن يعني يخترعوا شيئا ولا يتوصلوا شيء. لكن الإنسان طار في الهواء أعلى من الطيور وغاص في البحار أعمق من الحيتان وصنع أشياء كثيرة. And as I said that يعني mankind is given its intellect and with it Allah Ta'ala made it able. Although the lion يعني is very strong إلا أن except that the mankind can kill the lion. نعم. Because mankind invented gun. And a little boy of mankind can shoot the lion and kill him. نعم. And elephant, although it is very big, but mankind can lift and shift much more heavier object than what can the elephant do. Although he is small in body and weak, and very weak compared to the elephant in muscles. And although the monkey is very clever, but yet mankind invented and innovated. What I mean by innovated, yani in making things, Now, mankind built up houses which went higher than all mountains. You see these buildings, massive and high. نعم. كل هذا بالعقل. All this is due to the intellect. لكن هل استخدم الإنسان هذا العقل ليتوصل إلى حقيقة يعني أو سر وجوده في هذه الحياة وتميزه؟ But did the man use this intellect come to know the fact of why he is given this intellect, and he is the only one given this intellect, and why he is existing on this planet? أكثر الناس لم يستعملوا هذا العقل. Most of the people did not use this intellect to reach what the intellect is created for, which is to know your Lord and obey your Lord. نعم. ولذلك يعني كان من المهم أن يعرف الإنسان سبب وجوده. It is therefore very important for mankind to know why he is created and why he is in this world. نعم. قال اعلم رحمك الله ما زال يدعو لك. الشيخ still continuing presenting the ilm, preceding it with its obligation that Allah Ta'ala bestows mercy upon you, which indicates that the Shaykh was looking for the for how to benefit the people, for how to guide them, for how to do something good for them. ليس كما يزعم كثير من الناس. It's not like so many people claim أن محمد بن عبد الوهاب جاء ليحدث مذهبا جديدا ودينا جديدا. هذا كله كذب. It is not as many people have said and they say today that محمد بن عبد الوهاب only wanted to innovate a new مذهب and bring a new religion for the people. All this is lie. نعم. All this is not correct. False. ونحن نرى أن كل ما جاء به الشيخ إلى الآن قال الله قال الرسول. فكيف يكون جديد؟ And we see that all what the Sheikh brought is Allah said. How come it is something new? نعم. قال اعلم رحمك الله أنه يجب على كل مسلم ومسلمة تعلم هذه الثلاث مسائل والعمل بهن. He said that know may Allah bestow mercy upon you that it is obligatory upon every Muslim and Muslim male and female to learn these three issues and act upon them. هل يوجد مسلم يصلح أن يكون مستثنى من هذا؟ Is there any Muslim can be exempted from this obligation? لا حسين. Why? لا it's not because he said I need something from you. Why? Anybody know? Because we've been created for that purpose. Because we've been created. So you are created to worship your Lord. Then you get to know who is your Lord. You got to know who is your Lord before you worship him. You got to know. يعني قبل أن تعبد ربك أنت خلقت لعبادة ربك. قبل أن تعبد ربك يجب أن تعلم من هو ربك. يجب أن تعلم من هو ربك. لذلك ترى كثير من الناس اليوم يتخبطون. That's why you see many people today they are confused and they just يعني they're panicking here and there. ترى هذا يعبد حجر. You see this person worships a rock. وهذا يعبد شجر. And this worships a tree. وذاك يعبد بقر. And that worships a cow. وهذا يعبد فأر. And this worships a mice. وما إلى ذلك يعني أمور عجيبة. وهذا يعبد النار. حتى وجد اليوم من يعبد الشيطان. And some worship the fire and to limit that today we found people who worship the shaitan, the devil. They worship. إذن لماذا؟ لأنهم ما استعملوا العقل في التوصل إلى الخالق. Because they did not use their intellect to know who is the creator. قال الأولى أول هذه المسائل the first issue that it is obligatory upon every Muslim to learn and to know أن الله خلقنا أن الله خلقنا that الله تعالى created us الذي يعبد غير الله يعبد لماذا the one who worship other than Allah worships him for what هل الصنم خلق الإنسان أم الإنسان صنع الصنم Those who worship idols. Did the idol worship created this man, or the man who made this idol? The man made this idol by his hand. So how come? يعني عندما تنظر إلى المسألة بعقل الآن أب وابن من له الفضل على الآخر؟ في أنه وجد when you look to it and just use your intellect father and son who has the merit for the existence of the other the father ولذلك في كل الشرائع في كل الديانات حتى الوضعية تجد أن الابن يدين للأب بالولاء والطاعة and that's why in all the
religions people use you won.
Even man-made yet you find that the son يعني the son owes obedience to the father why because he feels that he's the one يعني he's the cause of my existence right طيب هذا 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 فقط هو لم يخلق حتى أبوك لم يخلق لكن كان سبب في وجوده. Even your father did not create you but he was a cause for you to exist. ومع ذلك تعطيه حقه. فالذي خلقك وخلقه لا تعطيه حقه. And although your father is only a cause, you yet give him his right, which is good. But your Lord who created you and your father, you don't give him his right. Kefa. نعم ورزقنا ليس فقط الخلق فعز وجل خالقا للخلق فقط ولو كان ذلك فقط لكان كافيا أن يستحق أن يعبد دون غيره. It is not that only it is not that Allah only created us and left us. Although if He just done that, this would be enough for us to worship Him alone. Now, it's enough for us. لكنه مع ذلك لم يتركنا همّا بل رزقنا هو لنا. But besides that He created us, He did not leave us without any sustenance. He is the only one who sustains us. I don't say He sustains us, but He is the only one. The only one who sustains us. نعم. والإنسان ينبغي أن يتفكر في حاله في الدنيا. And man need to think of his يعني position or situation in this world. من يعطيك العمل؟ من يوفر لك العمل؟ قد يقول الإنسان هذه يعني الدائرة الفلانية أو المكتب الفلاني أو الشركة الفلانية. Who provide you job? You might say, oh, this is يعني this government office or this agent or this company. أقول هذا غلط لكن تعال يعني نناقش ذلك. I said this is wrong, not correct, but let's يعني discuss this. من جعلك في هذه الوظيفة الصغيرة وجعل هذا في هذه الوظيفة الكبيرة؟ Who make you get this small job and that one get this big job? ليس الشركة ولا المكتب هو الله عز وجل الذي يقسم رزقنا. It is not the company or the government office. No, it is Allah who distributes the systems between them. ولعلي أبين لك بصورة أدق. And I may يعني clarify that with a very exact way of clarification. من يعطيك هواء؟ Who provides you air to breathe? الله. أنت لا تحتاج إلى بطاقة. You don't need any car to breathe. Yeah. من يعطيك النوم لتستريح؟ Who provides you sleeping to rest? الله. نعم. من يعطيك القدرة على إخراج الأذى من بطنك من جوفك؟ Who gives you the ability to discharge the dirt out of your body? الله. فقط الله. ليس أحد آخر. لا حتى يعني ليس هناك أي أحد سبب أن تقوم بهذا العمل. There is even يعني الله تعالى even did not make anyone responsible of this other than him. نعم. الله وحده. انظر الآن أنت عينك ترمش. You look to your eye finger. إذا أمسك الله عز وجل جفنيك تتعب. If Allah تعالى hold your the eyelid, you will get in trouble. لا. من يتحكم في كم مرة ترمش؟ Who can control how many times you blink؟ حتى أنت لا تستطيع التحكم. Even you yourself you cannot control. نعم. قلبك يعني العين يأتي وقت لازم تقفل توقف عن العمل على عند النوم. يعني your eye that some sign that it will necessarily that it stops working when you sleep for it to rest. نعم بطنك كذا لكن قلبك من يجعله يعمل دائما but your heart who makes it to work even when you are sleeping and you don't know nothing about the work. هل أنت عندما تذهب للنوم تذهب مثل هذا الجهاز لابد تشكر تركب الفيش حتى البطارية لازم تهي when you go to sleep do you plug any plug so you get charged like this computer for example so you don't run out of battery لا أنت تنام وقلبك يعمل ويعطي الدم للجسم so you sleep and your heart just pump من يعمل هذا من يدعك الله عز وجل هو كنترول ذات اسد الله هذا هو الرزق this is the system انظر الى الحيوانات look to the animals تخرج الدجاجة ولا تدري ما تأكل ولا تدري من أين تجد كم تجد فيخرج الله عز وجل لها الحشرات من القرن أو الدجاج يعني the chicken in the morning goes out and it does not have any plan what where what to eat how much of it to eat from where she يعني it can get it يعني go out and Allah تعالى brings it لفوز نعم الطيور الحيتان كل شيء everything birds wild everything نعم الله الذي يرزقه ويقول الله عز وجل ما وما من دابة إلا على الله رزقها كما في سورة هود there is no any creation that the existence of it is the responsibility of Allah He is the only one providing it the sustenance. هل يعني مثل هذا يستحق أن يعبد وحده أو لا يستحق أن يعبد أو يستحق أن يعبد مع شريك like this who creates us who sustains us deserves to be worshipped alone to be worshipped besides others or not to be worshipped at all and not deserves to be worshipped alone worship جيد ما معنى العبادة أو what is the meaning of worship أو سيأتي معنى لكن لابد أن نتكلم فيه and will come with us but no problem to يعني speak about it هو سيكون معنا في الدرس القادم and will be with us in the next class but ما لا مانع من أن نتكلم فيه although it is coming in the next class but no problem we can explain العبادة في اللغة العربية in Arabic worship means عبادة عبادة comes from the word يعني وهذه الكلمة عبادة جاءت من عبد وعبد يعبد تعبيدا it comes from the word عبد عبد يعبد تعبيدا تقول you say هذه طريق معبدة إذا أزيلت وعارتها you say this road is smooth when the roughness of it is taken away نعم this is the word of the meaning of the word تعبيد يعني you made the place or the road very smooth right وأيضا تقول هذا مثلا جمل معبد وهذا حصان معبد you say for example this camel is معبد by the meaning that it is not wild any longer ماذا تسمون هذا يعني يعض the wild horse ها 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 tame tame okay and tame horse who tamed it man you go and grab it and you know train it how to be tamed okay إذن هذا معنى العبادة يعني هنا here what do you mean by this horse is tamed okay it responds when you give order يعني at the beginning when you first saw it when you wanted to come close to it it started attacking you right now after you trained it how to, and you tamed it now it obeys you say come it comes go it goes so it obeys you this is the meaning of worship to obey your Lord in whatsoever he commands you and whatsoever you command now قال ولم يتركنا هملا he Allah Ta'ala did not leave us without any guidance همل يعني مهملين يعني ignored abandoned and left without guidance Allah Ta'ala did not leave us like that نعم قال بل أرسل إلينا رسولا but he said he sent us a messenger ما هي وظيفة الرسول what is the duty of a messenger أي رسول في الدنيا any messenger in this world in this life what is the duty of it ما هي مهمته لا لا any messenger we have messengers from God ما هي وظيفة الرسول what is the duty of the messenger exactly to give a, convey the message that he is given to the people that he is told to convey to them. Right? طيب هل هؤلاء الرسل من الله بلغوا الرسالة did this message sent by Allah conveyed the message or not بلغوا الرسالة بلغوا الرسالة هل قامت حجة الله على الخلق أو لا how the proof of Allah been presented to the people or not نعم قال الله عز وجل رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين لألا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل messengers who brought glad tidings to the people and warned them of the punishment so that there will The people will have no excuse. Allah, that they did not know what He wants. Nah? From them to do. إذن أرسل إلينا رسولا. قال عز وجل. قال قال الشيخ فمن أطاعه دخل الجنة. Who obeys this messenger will enter. Definitely. No doubt. It's not maybe and maybe. No, definitely. Who obeys the messenger in what he commanded him or conveyed the message that Allah Ta'ala send him with, then definitely he will get to the Jannah. نعم يعني هذا أمر قطعي أن من أطاع الرسول دخل الجنة. الله عز وجل قال في كتابه نعم الله عز وجل ماذا يقول what Allah Ta'ala says in his book about this نعم لا ليس في هذه الآية الطاعة طاعة الله عز وجل يقول إن تطيعوه تفلحوا if you obey him you will get success obey the messenger نعم وهنا والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من أطاعني دخل الجنة and he the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said Whoever obeys me will enter the Jannah. This is different. It is not that you go to maybe, maybe. No, it is different. وَمَنْ عَصَاهُ دَخَلَ النَّارَ And whoever disobeys the messenger وقت الفائض. نعم. قال والدليل قوله تعالى إنا أرسلنا إليكم رسولا. إنا we have sent you in messenger. إنا we من الله who we الله. نعم. أرسلنا إليكم إليكم to you who this speech is directed to. Mankind, people, all. نعم. لكن هنا أرزي أمة محمد. هنا المعني بها أمة محمد أمة الدعوة. نحن بالأمس قلنا أن الأمة قسمان، أمة الدعوة وأمة الإجابة. يصلي ويصلي لك لأمة is of two types. أمة of دعوة عن أمة of إجابة. أمة of دعوة أمة الدعوة هي كل من يعني وجد من زمن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى قيام الساعة. الدعوة موجهة له كل من بلغته دعوة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Everyone that the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam approached him, he is from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ummah al-da'wa. Wa ummah al-ijaba hum alladhina qabilu hadhihi al-da'wa. And the ummah of ijaba or acceptance are those who accepted this call. Naam. Fa qawluhu 'azza wa jalla inna arsalna ilaykum. Naam. Ha? Kayf qala? لا أمة الدعوة comes because الدعوة comes first and when they accepted they become أمة الدعوة. فقوله عز وجل إن أرسلنا إليكم هنا هنا إليكم هذا الكاف الخطاب يعني أمة محمد ليس الذين كانوا في زمن نوح مثلا هذا ليس معني بهم هم أرسل إليهم رسول لكن المقصود هنا أمة محمد. It does not hear the word إليكم to you. You here means you, people who are found alive since the time of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم until the day of resurrection. نعم. It's not the people يعني at the time of Noah, for example. Although there were يعني there was a message sent to them. طيب. رسولا من هو؟ إنا أرسلنا إليكم رسولا. I have sent you a messenger. Who's the messenger? محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. شاهدا عليكم. What is the duty of the messenger? Just to be a witness. Witness of what? That he conveyed the message to you. That the message reached to you. طيب now. الآن نحن بعد 1400 سنة من زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. يشهد علينا؟ ما رأنا كيف يشهد علينا؟ كان يعني now we after 14 centuries of the death of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is he still a witness against us? One saying yes, one saying no. Huh? Yes or no? لا. طيب يعني if you say لا إليكم this means only the Sahaba to you does this you only Sahaba or all mankind until the day of resurrection? Then this Rasul is a witness against all mankind until the day of resurrection. Either for or against. Who obeyed or not. Right? So did he see us? I give you shit on him. Huh? Quran, Dalil. Huh? عندنا رسالة. عندنا رسالة. الله عز وجل يقول في سورة النساء فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا. How have we brought a witness from every nation and we brought you as a witness for all these witnesses. These witnesses are the messengers and they come the witness that they convey the message. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would be the witness of all the witnesses. Because he's the last and seer. Right. That about what was before him. But what about what comes after him? He صلى الله عليه وسلم will be the witness that يعني, the Sahaba were given the message. And it is the duty of the Sahaba to convey it to the others. Now, if the Sahaba did not convey the message, they are going to be punished. But they did convey the message. They did convey the message. Now, and on the day of resurrection, the Prophet ﷺ will know who had the message, who did not have. How? If you know Muhammad, then it means that the message reached you. If you hear of this word Muhammad, and in the grave you are going to be examined. In the grave you are going to be examined. What do you say about this man who sent to you? So if you get the message, you will be one of two. Either one who obeyed him or one disobeyed him. And in the grave, you are one of two. You are either someone who hears about Muhammad or you never hears about Muhammad. If you hear about Muhammad, you are one of two. Obeyed, disobeyed. If you are the one who did not hear, you are not going to be punished until you hear about it. As we say this today. If someone living, and he was born and raised and lived in the depth of the jungle of Africa, he never had any way to know about this man. So he's not going to be punished for not knowing Muhammad, but he's going to be tested again on the day of resurrection. Allah will gather them all and send them a messenger and see how they obey him. One who is born deaf and blind, he cannot know. He is born like that since day one. How come he know? He cannot know. So like this, he's not going to be punished because he did not hear of it. Or he did not know. But he's going to be tested every day or something. The people who hear of him, أما الناس الذين بلغتهم دعوة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فهم على قسمين. They are of two types. وقسم سمعوا فأجابوا. فهؤلاء يقولون عندما يسألون ما تقول في هذا الرجل يقول هو رسول الله. ليس هو أبي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and accept Islam and fulfill it correctly. They easily would say when they are asked in the grave, what do you say about this man who sent to you? He said, he is Muhammad, Rasulullah. Easy. The other one, who either disbelieved in him, or he was believing, hesitating, is true or false, or he did not, hear of him, but he did not obey and follow, he would say, I hear the people saying something about him, but I did not something wrong. Then the angel will hit him with a big hammer, saying to him, لا دريت ولا تريت. Shall you never know? Shall you never recite? لماذا لأنه أعرف? Because he abandoned. Ignored. طيب. شاهدا عليكم كما أرسلنا إلى فرعون رسولا. هنا قال الله عز وجل إنا أرسلنا إليكم رسولا شاهدا عليكم بين وظيفة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أرسلنا إلى فرعون رسولا لم يقل شاهدا على فرعون هي الله تعالى said that we sent you a messenger نعم as a witness نعم as we sent to فرعون a messenger but he did not say as a witness because it is known This is the duty of messengers to convey the message and be witness that they convey the message. طيب هنا قال فعصى فرعون الرسول. He said, but Fir'aun disobeyed the messenger. فأخذناه أخذا وبيلا. So we have taken him in a severe way. نعم. طيب ما قال لنا شيء عن أنفسنا. فإنا أرسلنا إليكم لم يقل لنا فإذا عصيتم مثل ما عصى فرعون. He did not say and if you disobey the way Fir'aun disobeyed, this will happen to you. He did not say because it is known. Actually like that. It is not, everyone will know it. We have sent your messenger as a witness upon you as you have sent a messenger to Fir'aun. Fir'aun, however, disobeyed the messenger, that's why we punished him severely. It means that, and if you disobey the messenger sent to you, you're going to be punished severely. Now, إذا لابد من طاعة الرسول. So we have to obey the messenger. طيب, طاعة الرسول. كثير من المسلمين اليوم يقولون نشهد أن محمد رسول الله لكن لا يطيعونه. حقيقة. So many Muslims today, they say we be witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, but they, in reality, in fact, they don't obey him correctly. يأتيهم حديث الرسول. The hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم approaches this. وصحيح عن التسلسل. يقول لا لا لا. أنا شيخي يقول هكذا, مذهبي هكذا, أنا لا أريد أن. You say, my sheikh said this, my madhab said this, خلاص I want it. لا يا أخي, الذي أرسل شاهدا عليك هو الرسول. The one who sent as a witness against you is the messenger. الذي أمرت بطاعته هو الرسول. The one who commanded to obey is the messenger. فلا يصلح أن ترد كلامه الذي جاء والواضح يعني. And it is not correct to reject his statement, the clear statement of his. نعم, لكن تقبله. هذه المسألة الأولى. أي سؤال عن المسألة الأولى؟ This is the first issue. Is there any question legal? أو نمضي أو we continue. طيب, المسألة الثانية. إذا ما المسألة الأولى؟ أن الله خلقنا ورزقنا لأمر عظيم وهو الذي أرسل له الرسول. So the first issue is that Allah created, we have to believe that Allah is the only one who created us, is the only one who sustained us. And he did that for a purpose. This purpose is clarified to us through his messenger. So we have to obey the messenger and follow him. الثانية أن الله لا يرضى أن يشرك به أن يشرك معه في عبادة أحد. And you got to know that Allah Ta'ala never ever accepts from anyone whosoever to associate anything with him. حتى لو كان هذا الأحد أقرب الملائكة من الله وهو جبريل. Even if this thing or body who is taken as a partner to Allah and worship, even if he is the closest angel to Allah, which is جبريل, the most beloved by Allah, تلا الله تعالى بذن الرسل. نعم, ولا نبي مرسل. الأنبياء هم أفضل البشر. The prophets are the best of mankind. وهم أحب البشر إلى الله. And they are the most beloved amongst mankind to Allah تعالى. نعم, ومع ذلك لا يقبل الله عز وجل أن يعبد أحد منهم. أي أحد حتى لو كان محمد وهو أفضل البشر. فذلك الله تعالى بذلك ستر anyone to worship any messenger even if he is محمد the most beloved one to Allah. نعم, والدليل قوله تعالى وأن المساجد لله. And the proof is what Allah تعالى said in Surah Al-Jin آية 18 وأن المساجد لله. Verily the مساجد belongs to Allah. المساجد هنا عرفها العلم قالوا ماذا؟ The people of knowledge يعني interpreted this and explained it as المساجد as either the places of worship يعني the houses of worship or the mosque أو أعضاء السجود or the body part that you use when you prostrate for prostration. Uh, أو السجود نفسه وهو العبادة. All the prostration itself which is the worship. كل هذا لله وحده. It must be alone for Allah. يعني المساجد. المساجد دور العبادة. لا يجوز أن تبنى لغرض غير عبادة الله وحده. The places of worship, the mosque. It is not permissible to be built for any purpose other than worshiping Allah alone. لذلك لا تصلح للبيع والشراء ولا لإنشاد الضالة. And that's why it is not يعني proper to use them for business transactions or for يعني seeking for what you missed of the belongings. وأيضا لا تصلح أن تجعل فيها قبور وأمور من هذه. And also it is not proper for building or يعني having graves in them. لأن هذه المساجد لله وحده لا يعبد فيها غير الله. These مساجد are only يعني belong to Allah. So no graves, nothing can be done in this مساجد. Only worshiping Allah alone. فقط كذلك أعضاء السجود عندك as well you, the body parts that you use for سجود لا يصلح أن تخضع إلا لله أنا ملك لله. These all belong to Allah, so you should not use in a way of obedience or humiliation yourself, humiliating yourself for other than Allah. السجود عندما تضع جبهتك في الأرض هذا دل لأن جبهتك أعلى شيء فيك. Your forehead is the highest thing in your body. It is humiliating to put your forehead on the ground. لكن إذا كان لله كان شرف. When it is for Allah it is an honor. عندما يكون لغير الله يكون دل. When it is for other than Allah it is humiliation. نعم لذلك ما تجعلها إلا لله. That's why you don't يعني get them involved for what is for what pleases Allah تعالى. السجود نفسه عبادة لا تجوز إلا لله. Prostrating itself a worship that must not be given except to Allah. قد يقول قائل لكن الله أمر الملائكة أن تسجد لآدم. قال هذا يعني أنهم عبدوا آدم. الأمر الثاني يقول لك أن يوسف قال لأبيه إني رأيت 11 كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين. And someone may say to you, Adam, Allah commanded angels to prostrate for him. Is that يعني الله تعالى commanding them to worship Adam? You say no. He would say, okay, Yusuf saw in the dream and he told his father that he saw 11 stars and the sun and the moon were prostrating for him. ثم لما كان على ملك مصر وجاء وسجد له. And when he became the king of Egypt and they came to him, they prostrated. نقول هذا كانت طريقة إظهار التحية. كانت طريقة التحية. It was the greeting way. وكان مأذون. والله عز وجل له أن يأمر بما يشاء. أن الله تعالى commands with whatever he wants. لكن ليست عبادة. It is not worshiping him. It is not worshiping him. ثم منعت في أمتنا. لا يجوز أن نحيي بعضنا بعضا لا بالركوع ولا بالسجود. And then it is made to be forbidden in our nation, our ummah. We should not, we are not allowed to greet each other with bowing, nor that with prostrating. You do not bend your back for other than Allah. in a way of respect, even to your parents. They're not allowed. نعم. قال هذه المسألة الثانية أن الله لا يرضى أن يشرك به ولو كان شيء صغير ولو كان شيء كبير. يعني الله تعالى does not accept association even if it's minor or major. نعم. الثالثة المسألة الثالثة the third issue that we have to know أن من أطاع الرسول ووحد الله لا يجوز له موالاة من حد الله ورسوله. وذلك هو obey the messenger and singled out Allah in worship. نعم. هذا من باب ذكر الخاص أو عطف الخاص على العام. This is as the علماء say mentioning this thing specifically after it is already included in the clarification before it. يعني قال من أطاع الرسول كل من أطاع الرسول هو موحد. ما يسمى مطيع للرسول إذا وحد الله. Everybody who obeys the messenger must يعني he is essentially singling out Allah in worship. Because you cannot be called obedient to the messenger if you are not singling out Allah in worship. لماذا؟ لأن أول شيء يدعوك الرسول إليه هو إفراد الله بالعبادة. So the first thing that the messenger is calling you to is to single out Allah in worship. قال الله عز وجل ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت. We have sent a messenger to every nation, telling them or commanding them to worship Allah and avoid the false deity. نعم. قال لا يجوز له موالاة من حاد الله ورسوله. الموالاة يعني النصرة والمحبة وال يعني التي يرجى منها يعني محبة يعني محبة يرجى منها الأجر والثواب بخلاف المحبة الطبيعية من الابن للأب للزوج للزوجة. This means that whoever obeys the messenger and singles out Allah in worship cannot have loyalty and love to the disbelievers, whosoever they are. نعم. Whosoever they are cannot have the loyalty of Islam. But this love and loyalty, which we mean here, is the one that you seek rewards from Allah Ta'ala with. Other than the natural one, which is the love of the husband to his wife when she is Christian or Jew. Only the love between the husband and wife. Not you love her because she's Christian. You love her because she's your wife. And you hate what she is aborted from this false belief and wrong belief. Same thing with your parents. You love them naturally because they are your parents. Even if they are kuffar. You don't love them for that they are kuffar. But you love them for that they are your parents. وهذا يعني بالضرورة and this necessarily mean أنهم إذا أمروك بما هو مضاد لدينك فلا يجوز لك أن تطيعهم فيه. And this necessarily mean that whenever they command you with whatsoever that contradicts your deen, your Islam, then you do not obey them. You do not obey them. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There is, as the Prophet said, there is no obedience to be given to any creation if it is a disobedience to Allah. If it is at the same time a disobedience to Allah. يعني example أبوك مثلا نصراني maybe يعني say example that your father is a Christian ويأمرك أن تحضر معه في الكنيسة and he commands you to go with them to the church لا يجوز أن تطيعه you are not allowed to obey him لكن أبوك هندوسي سيخ بوذي ليس من الأديان الثلاثة يعني أسوأ يعني maybe your father is Hindu, Sikh or Buddhist which means is not from the three religions that Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran I mean Jew, Christians and Muslims right but he this Jew father this Buddhist father is asking you to drive him to the hospital or drive him to visit his brother or you obey or not you have to obey you have to obey you like it or you don't you have to obey نعم لكن إذا أمرك أن تأخذ أن تفعل شيء عبادة في دينه وهو يعارض دينك لا يجوز if he obey, commands you to do something which is part of worship in his religion and it conflicts what is in your religion then you don't do it. Then you don't do it نعم قال والدليل قوله تعالى لا تجد هذه الآية من سورة المجادلة الآية 22 he brought this آية of سورة المجادلة آية 22 لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر you O Muhammad will not find any people who believe in Allah and in the last day يوادون من حاد الله they mock they make يعني making يعني friendship يعني it does not mean this meaning friendship but they have the love they have the love because in Arabic the word mawadda is not friendship only because you might have friendship with someone that you don't love him but because يعني you accompany him you go with him you work together you يعني like that A friendship comes, huh? But if this friendship is based on yani, love as you have for your Muslim brother, then that is a problem. That is a problem. Now, so you will not find anybody who believe in Allah and in the hereafter, on the day of resurrection, loves whoever yani, opposes Allah and his Muslim. It is impossible. It cannot happen. Even if someone claims that he believes in Allah and his messenger, but he loves this Christian or for his Christianity or this Hindu for his Hinduism, you say this is a lie. Although we cannot know what is in the heart, but this is a lie. This is a lie. Like if you Masalan, for example, someone who's blind. You know that he's blind. You see him is blind. Okay, he cannot see. And then he says to you, Oh, see, this car is very beautiful. See how this is a lie. He cannot see. He cannot see. How can you believe that he can, and you know, it's a lie. No? Same thing. It's a lie. It cannot work. That somebody believes in Allah and His Messenger, truly, he believes truly and correctly, and at the same time, he has a love in his heart to the kuffar. That's completely wrong. Completely, false and untrue. Naam? وَلَوْ كَانُوا أَبَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَشِيرَانَ Even if they are their fathers, their sons, their brothers, or their tribes لكن كما قلنا من قبل as we said before لا يعني هذا أنك لا تعطيهم حقوقه it does not mean that you don't give them the right حتى الجار بالأمس ذكرنا لكم أن الجوار ثلاثة yesterday we told you that the neighbor are of three qualities of three types واحدة منهم جار كافر ولا وليس بقريب لك وله حق. One of them is a kafir neighbor who is not your relative, but he still has a right with you of the neighborhood. You have to face for him. نعم. لا يعني هذا أنك تسلبهم حقوقهم. It does not mean that you do not give them the right. ولكن أيضا لا يعني أعطاهم حقوقهم أنك تحبهم. But at the same time, it does not mean that you give them the right that you love them. نعم. هذا ممنوع. ولو كانوا آباء. نعم. No, this is wrong. There are two things, love and respect. There are two things, love and respect. The one who يعني, has the good manners and attributes and characters, good manners and characters, we respect them. And the Quran called us to that. The Quran called us to that. نعم. But it does not, يعني love is the duty of the heart. And the heart is only one store. Cannot have death and life. Cannot have day and night. Cannot have these two together. It is either light or dark. Darkness. So, respect by the meaning that how your eyes act, how your ears act, how your mouth act, and when you speak to him, you speak respectfully. When يعني, you deal with him, you, and that's why, for example, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أدي الأمانة إلى من ائتمنك ولا تخل من خالك. Whoever took you as trustworthy, then you be trustworthy. You do not cheat. And do not cheat the one who cheats you either. So our religion calls us to be always upon the good manners and principles. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to يعني, pay the rights of everyone to him. Now, لكن love is different. Love is something else. Love is the gift of the heart. The heart where Allah ta'ala Allah's love is here. You cannot have the love of his enemy at the same time. This place can only be for one. It's either Allah or his enemy. Whoever does not believe in Allah, does not يعني, worship Allah properly, then he is having the love of Shaitan. He's obeying the Shaitan. So you cannot have two of them in one place. Now, but as we said, you give them the right. You respect them, respect their word, and be gentle with them. That's a different thing. That's a different thing. Now, but love. We're talking about love. And no one will يعني, judge you for not loving. يعني, no one can take you, if for example, in the UK, even the government cannot take and say, why you don't love us? No one will ask you for that. No one. Is that logic? Now, but they will take you if you don't respect their law, for example. If you don't deal with them gently, for example. And that is correct. If they take you, they have the right. Because you as a Muslim should be very gentle and should respect the people who يعني, deserve respect. Because they are honest, they are trustworthy, like that, they are gentle to you. You should not face that. Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُ اَعْدِلُهُ أَقْرَبُ الْكَفْرِ. Do not let your hatred towards people who are upon kufr make you unjust with them. No, be just with them. Be just. As this is the closest to thee, the nearest to thee, taqwa, the fear. And be just, even if they are kuffar. Be just and be gentle. As we said yesterday, Abdullah ibn Umar, not only just. Now, is it from justice that I give you a gift? Is it from justice? No, it's not justice. Now, Abdullah ibn Umar used to send whenever he slaughtered a goat, he used to send part of it to his Jew neighbor. Because that Jew neighbor is very gentle and like that way, Ibn Umar, so he also be gentle with him. Now, Allahu A'lam. على كل حال إن شاء الله تعالى نكمل غدا مع الله تعالى grant us إيمانا good life until إن شاء الله we come tomorrow to continue speaking about that والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد على آله وصحبه. Do you have any question? نعم. Who? الصابئين. The word sabi' in generally sabi' means the one who left the way people are on, and that's why they used to call the Muslims at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sabi', sabi'in. You say they are the sabi'in. The sabi'in is a group of people used to be during the time of Ibrahim or after the time of Ibrahim, and they rejected the way of their own people who worship other than Allah. They said, no, we don't worship other than Allah. Now, although they did not know Allah well, they said, we do not worship other than one who created us. So they left the way of their own people. So these are, they stayed on believing that there is only one God, one true God. Who he is, they did not know. But they believe that what their own people doing is wrong. Worshipping idols, worshipping stars, worshipping animals, trees, rocks. They believe that this is wrong. Yet they did not know who the true God is, but they believe that there is only one true God because of what they see. How could this very systematic world have more than one God? So they use their intellect to come to know that there is only one. And these were also found during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca, because they said to the people of Mecca, you guys worship idols that you make by your hands. This is not correct. You are not going to worship. You guys drink khamr and cover your brains and cause your intellect absent. This is not correct. So they refuse to do all these bad things. Now, Wallahu A'lam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Okay, what are those things? Things to do with that. Sorry? Okay. Believing? Know that Allah is the one who created us, who sent us, and did not leave us without any guidance to what He wants from us. or to why he created us. But he sent us a messenger to tell us why he, Allah Ta'ala, created us. Okay, and the messenger is as a witness, and he sent us. So the first is that Allah, أن الله خلقنا ورزقنا ومن قسم عمل. الثانية تسأل إذ أن الله لا يرضى أن يشرك به أن يشرك معه أحد غيره. أن الله تعالى does not accept from anyone to practice shirk along with him, يعني with him in worship with whosoever, an angel, prophet or lesser than that. Or lesser than that. Now, the third, he said, مُعَدَّتْ مَنْ حَدَّ اللَّهُ. So, and the third is that whenever you know you God, and you believe in Him, and you obey the Messenger and worship in Allah, then you cannot love the people of Kufr. Misbelief. You cannot. Practically, it does not work. Even if it claims, as we say. Allahu A'lam. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wa Barak ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala Alihi wa Sallam.